What is up, everybody? This is Kyle with WMMA Fighters bringing you episode 8 of our Invicta show. 8 episodes in. This has been a lot of fun to do. there's always a lot of stuff to talk about with Invicta as well. There's a huge announcement over the weekend of a signing. Talk about a couple other things, just so everybody knows, at WMMA Fighters on Twitter. We posted our picks yesterday for Invicta 28. Got a lot of feedback and sparked a lot of conversation, which is good. It's always a lot of fun to have the social part of social media. So that's why we do it. So a lot of good conversation, a lot of good picks. A lot of people agree, a lot of people disagree. So it's been a good time. And we're going to talk about what happens after this huge strawweight title fight this weekend. So without further ado on that part, over the weekend, there's a pretty big announcement for Invicta. They signed another fighter to the atomweight division. And, you know, you got to love the atomweight division. I love how it's growing. It's not stagnant. It's not, you know, it's hype all the time. It's got some of the best talent on the roster, and they added to it with an absolute slick wrestler with some good striking. Alicia Zapatella, Alicia Halfpint Zapatella. You know, these nicknames. You know how I'm a sucker for nicknames. So, you know, I'm absolutely loving that. So, she's 2-0 as a professional. She's actually got a no contest on her record, and we're going to talk about that now. So what happened was at Combat Americas 13, she tested positive for marijuana and was ruled a no contest. So this isn't a political podcast. This isn't anything like that. You know, how anybody feels about it is irrelevant. We're talking about the sport, but it should be known. And, you know, whether or not you agree, most people disagree, a lot of people agree, whatever, you know, as long as it's a banned substance, you know, the sport sees it as a banned substance and whatnot, and you take it and you get busted for it, you know, you got to pay the consequences. Here's the thing, though, she's never hidden from it, ran away from it. Like I said, this isn't political. This is just stating a fact. That's all this is. She's a great fighter. She's a great person, a terrific wrestler. It happens, you know. I mean, it's not that, to me, it's not that big of a deal. So that's why, and the reason why I felt it needs to say that, because I hope people go out and do some research on her, and you'll see that she is a phenomenal fighter, and I wanted to explain why. If you do your own research, you're going to see, well, what's this no contest all about? Because, you know, a lot of times no contest, there's no telling what transpired there. So it's there, and that's why, you know, it is what it is, and let's move on. So, but yeah, as a prospect and an Invicta fan, a WMMA fan, you should be very excited about this signing. Hopefully she gets on there soon. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know. I would assume it's a multi-fight deal, considering she's had fights already on her record. And here's the hoping she's on the May card, maybe summer at the latest. But, you know, Invicta should be getting her out as soon as possible because she's a lot of fun to watch. Great attitude, just an awesome fighter. So great addition, and like I said, so she is a phenomenal wrestler, absolutely phenomenal. She is strong. She looks like an atom weight. You know, I love the atom weights. I think they are the best. It's the most exciting division. But she is so strong, and it's impossible to ignore that and to not notice it. So just she. I have it on my notes here that she is a hand grenade in the division, and I mean that. I mean, she is going to cause some serious disruptions and, you know, should get herself into the top 10, 5, whatever, fairly quickly. I mean, nobody's perfect, you know. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, that's just how good she is, and hats off to Invicta for a great signing. You know, you're bringing a great athlete, great fighter, great person rather. She's good. She's got a very strong social media presence. You know, somebody to check out, do some research on, see what she's all about, and as a fan, you'll be pretty excited. And you know, I also want to point out again, she is an atom weight. I think it's important to continue building the atom weight division, not just Invicta, but in WMMA in general. It's important. So it's a lot of fun. So, you know, great signing for them. I'm pretty excited as a fan to sit and watch her and see how she does, and a lot of great matchup opportunities. I mean, you know, what do they throw her right in the fray and get her with Amber Brown, something like that? I'm not sure, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, she's got a lot of potentially great fights. So keep an eye out on her. And like I said, do some research on your own, but I wanted to explain the no contest. So there you go. Like I said, this isn't political anything. I'm not going to share any opinions on it either way. Just stating a fact. That's all it is. So moving on from that, good signing. We posted a trilogy of articles on Invicta FC 28, tweeted those out at WMMAfighters.com. You go to WMMA articles. Invicta FC 28 previews and predictions, parts 1, 2, and 3. So we made all of our picks. I also tweeted those out yesterday. Or was it this morning? I can't remember. You know, when days start running together, that's when you know you're doing a lot of stuff. And it's a good thing. So busy, just crazy, crazy busy. The world of WMMA is popping off right now. And we're just hanging on and trying to keep up with it. That's all. So check out those articles and let us know what you think. I mean, you know, some of the breakdowns, we did 3 fights per article, total of 9 fights. Some of the breakdowns are shorter than others. Just either lack of information or fighters making debuts, whatever the case may be. But, you know, we did our best to lay out the fights, lay out the matchups, and why we picked who we picked. And I think that's most important. But again, the beauty of making predictions is that's just it. It's a prediction. It makes it a little fun. I don't gamble, and I'm not going to sit here and say you should take my picks and gamble, you know, because I'm not going to be responsible for that. But, you know, our picks are up there. Now, the final question I want to get to is, I don't know if it's the elephant in the room or not, but after this huge title shot, title fight on Saturday at FC 28, what happens next? So that's a pretty well. I think it's cut and dry. I really believe that. I really believe it's fairly simple that once this one's all said and done, Janessa Mirandon gets the winner. I think it'd be pointless to do a, I don't know, contender eliminator. You know, she was originally slated for the fight, but I feel that whoever wins doesn't matter. Janessa should be on deck. So I think where the things get really muddy is what happens after that. You know, Invicta's strawweight division is one of the strongest in WMMA in general. And these three, Mizuki, Verna, and Janessa, all deserve to be there. And those are just, you know, three. There's several others as well that deserve to be there. So I think Invicta has one of those problems on their hands. It's a good problem. Whoever the champion is on Saturday, they're going to be busy. Everybody will be gunning for that title. Everybody will be gunning for the number one contender spot. Things are going to get nuts. So I think the loser will need to earn that spot back, I think. That's just, this is just me talking here. But we'll obviously Invicta's going to give us the best matchups. But like I said, I think post this fight is simple. It's cut and dry, Janessa Morandon, regardless of who wins. After that, things get a little weird. So that's something to keep an eye on, and something we're gonna next week we'll start. Obviously, we're gonna go over the fallout of this card. Things could get pretty interesting. I mean, especially if we got Karina Rodriguez beating Deanna Bennett. I mean, what does Vitamin D do? She loses another one. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but mentally, it's got to be something else to deal with. So, she could be in an interesting position. Milana Dudueva, for example, she, in my opinion, she needs a win. So, fallout's going to be a lot of fun to talk about next week. So make sure you, again, UFC Fight Pass 7-day free trial if you're not a member already. Get on there and watch some Invicta fights this weekend. I believe they start at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But yeah, so next week we're gonna break it down. We will post the outcomes of the fights as they come. So check us out. Make sure you're on the WMMA Fighters on Twitter, and so we'll be posting those. We'll be posting how they win, if it's a decision, whatever, and who wins. So, and then after that, we'll do some fallout and talk matchups in the strawweight division. So. There's a lot going on in Invicta. I think this card is a huge card for a lot of reasons. These matchups are so good and intriguing that some of them are either you got a lot of must wins and you got a lot of if you win, you win. If you lose, you're okay. But several debuts are being made. Tracy Cortez is returning back to Invicta. She's kicking the night off. So a lot going on. A lot of really cool storylines if you're into that kind of stuff. So. Thanks for tuning in. I mean, 8 weeks, it's pretty exciting. Keep this going. Things are changing, and we're it's a lot of effort, I'll be honest with you, but we aren't stopping anytime soon. We're in this for the long haul. So I thank y'all for listening. Really look forward to Invicta this weekend. I think it's going to be a killer show. So check that out. Enjoy it. And like I said, catch us on Twitter. We'll be posting the results. Everybody have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.